This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Top U.S. military leaders, including Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley, are self-quarantining after contact with a top U.S. Coast Guard official, Vice Commandant Charles Ray, who's tested positive for coronavirus. Pentagon officials confirmed to VOA that all the service chiefs who attended meetings with Ray at the Pentagon last week tested negative for the virus early on Tuesday. A Pentagon spokesman told reporters the leaders are self-quarantining out of an abundance of caution. He emphasized that none of those in contact with Ray are experiencing any symptoms of illness. Officials say it's unclear where Ray was exposed to the coronavirus. Milley, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper, and other senior defense officials have been tested frequently since last Sunday when they attended a White House reception attended by President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump. Both have since tested positive for coronavirus. Stocks dropped on Wall Street Tuesday after President Trump ordered a stop to negotiations with Democrats over another round of aid for the economy until after the election. Investors have been clamoring for more stimulus after the economy was punched into a recession by coronavirus shutdowns. The Dow swung instantly from a gain of about 200 points to a loss of about 300 points. A series of tweets from the president came just hours after Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell urged Congress to come through with more aid. He said too little support would lead to a weak recovery and create unnecessary hardship. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. We also have an app that's easy to use. You can download that at our website. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Delta, which first formed as a named tropical storm early on Monday, has become a powerful Category 4 hurricane with winds in excess of 215 kilometers per hour. The transformation has taken place over just 27 hours. The Hurricane Center reports the storm began Tuesday as a Category 2 hurricane. Based on the scale used to measure storm strength, the storm increased in strength to a Category 3 over several hours, but meteorologists say it took just 20 minutes to reach Category 4 strength. Delta is forecast to strike coastal Mexico, Cancun, and the Yucatan Peninsula on Wednesday, with maximum sustained winds approaching 225 kilometers per hour. Delta is expected to remain a dangerous hurricane when it approaches the U.S. Gulf Coast later in the week. Forecasters say if Delta maintains hurricane strength through landfall, it will become the fourth to hit the U.S. Gulf Coast this year. Two tropical storms have hit the region this year as well. Delta is the 25th named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season, and it's the earliest since hurricane records began being kept that the tally has grown to 25 so early in one season. Western diplomats at the United Nations criticized China for its human rights abuses against ethnic Uyghur Muslims and its crackdown on Hong Kong's autonomy on Tuesday. German ambassador to the UN, Christoph Heusgen, called on China to, quote, respect human rights, particularly the rights of persons belonging to religious and ethnic minorities, especially in Xinjiang and Tibet. He spoke on behalf of 39 countries at the UN committee that deals with human rights issues. Xinjiang is the province in northwestern China where the government has detained as many as a million Uyghurs in so-called re-education camps in recent years. Heusgen called on Beijing to close the detention camps. British envoy Jonathan Allen condemned China's imposition on June 30th of a controversial security law on Hong Kong that he said violates Hong Kong's autonomy and threatens rights and freedoms. Three scientists have won this year's Nobel Prize in Physics for their discoveries related to black holes. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences said on Tuesday it gave half of the $1.1 million prize to Roger Penrose of Britain for using math to prove that black holes are a direct consequence of Albert Einstein's general theory of relativity. Germany's Reinhard Genzel and Andrea Ghez of the United States share the other half of the prize for the discovery of a supermassive compact object at the center of our galaxy. The winner of the Nobel Prize in Chemistry will be named on Wednesday. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.